Ever notice how you instinctively turn right when entering a store? Or how you abandon a crowded display even when interested in the merchandise? These aren't random behaviors, but predictable patterns of human shopping psychology. Through thousands of hours observing shoppers in their natural habitat, retail anthropologists have uncovered the hidden science behind our shopping behaviors. Like field researchers studying an undiscovered tribe, they track our movements, document our interactions with merchandise, and analyze our decision-making processes. The insights gained have transformed retail environments worldwide, influencing everything from the layout of Apple stores to the design of Starbucks cafes. The most fascinating discoveries often come from unexpected observations. Take the butt brush effect. Shoppers, especially women, will abandon their interest in merchandise after being bumped from behind just once or twice. When one department store moved a poorly performing tie rack just a few feet off a main aisle, sales jumped dramatically. This single insight reveals something profound. Our physical comfort directly impacts our purchasing decisions. Shopping isn't just a transaction, it's a deeply human experience shaped by our biological wiring. Our physical limitations significantly shape our shopping behavior. In the decompression zone, just inside store entrances, we're adjusting to new surroundings, our eyes adapting to lighting, our pace slowing, our brains processing sensory input. Items placed here are essentially invisible, as we're not cognitively present yet. Our two-handed anatomy creates natural purchase limits. Once both hands are full, shopping typically ends unless we find a basket, which stores often place only at entrances rather than where shoppers actually need them mid-store. Movement patterns are equally important. Humans instinctively drift right upon entering stores, with some cultural variations, making the front right section prime retail real estate. As forward-facing creatures, we struggle with traditional perpendicular shelving. Angling shelves at 45 degrees, cheverning, dramatically improves visibility, though it requires about 20% more floor space. Our behaviors shift in predictable ways throughout stores, slowing near mirrors but speeding up past bank branches, revealing how deeply our shopping habits connect to our physical and psychological nature. When shopping together, women spend half the time they would with female companions, 441 minutes versus 815. This reflects fundamental differences in approach. Women shop methodically, examining options thoroughly, while men grab items quickly without comparison, prioritizing efficiency over exploration. Smart retailers address mixed-gender shopping two ways, providing comfortable waiting areas for men, barbershop-style spaces with TVs, or actively engaging them. Faltzgraff created barware sections after noticing men gravitated toward glassware, while Thomasville used construction-focused displays to interest men in furniture shopping. Modern fatherhood has transformed male shopping patterns. Today's dads push strollers and buy children's items, yet retailers haven't fully adapted with masculine diaper bags or stroller-friendly layouts. Similarly, men's personal care products remain buried in feminine-dominated beauty sections rather than dedicated men's health departments. The retail landscape reflects changing gender roles. Traditional stores that couldn't adapt to women's evolving needs have largely disappeared. Shopping remains fundamentally female-oriented, what one researcher called inherently a female activity. Yet, retailers who recognize blurring gender boundaries will capture emerging markets. By 2025, nearly one-fifth of Americans will be 65 or older, creating a demographic revolution retailers can't ignore. Unlike previous generations who accepted limitations, baby boomers demand products accommodating their needs without sacrificing style or dignity. Aging brings predictable physical changes. Eyes deteriorate around 40, making small type difficult and affecting color perception. The yellowing cornea makes subtle color distinctions nearly invisible. By 2025, anything smaller than 13-point type will be commercial suicide, and packaging will need maximum contrast with more black, white, and red. Banking demonstrates challenges in introducing technology to seniors. getting older customers to use ATMs requires careful instruction from contemporaries. Self-service machines everywhere need redesign for aging eyes and hands, while cell phones, remotes, and keyboards are miniaturizing themselves out of the senior market. Despite seniors being the fastest-growing demographic, retail innovation remains fixated on youth. The aging population wants stylish yet suitable clothing and experiences rather than possessions. Future mobility aids will likely evolve beyond traditional wheelchairs into personal vehicles with brand appeal. Our product choices are largely driven by sensory experiences across all five senses. Retailers now strategically deploy scents, baby powder in infant sections, or fresh linen near appliances to trigger sales. Touch is particularly powerful. Once an item is in your hand, emotional possession begins and payment becomes a formality. Dressing rooms represent retail's greatest missed opportunity. Shoppers who use them have double the conversion rate and spend up to one-third of their shopping time there. Yet most retailers underinvest, creating unflattering spaces with poor lighting and inadequate mirrors, or making these areas difficult to locate. The open cell revolution, making merchandise directly accessible rather than keeping it behind counters, reflects our evolution into post-nader shoppers who require direct sensory evidence before purchasing. We are sensory shoppers by nature, constantly seeking information through our senses, even needing visual cues like frost on cans to believe sodas are cold. Retail success depends on harmonizing three interdependent elements: design, physical space, merchandising, products, and operations, employee activities. These big three are completely intertwined. Changing one affects the others. When display designers create wire grid shelving without considering practical use, employees struggle to keep tilting products organized. In many companies, department heads rarely communicate, causing problems like shrinking register areas for more inventory, which complicates the sales process. A shopper's service perception critically depends on waiting time. Waits under 90 seconds are perceived accurately, but longer waits become distorted. A 2-minute wait feels like 3 or 4. Success means serving customers within 2 minutes. Wait time after employee contact feels shorter than before interaction. Simply acknowledging customers reduces anxiety. Americans prefer organized queuing systems, and seeing fair treatment reduces perceived waiting time. Modern retailers consistently cut labor costs. When stores maintained knowledgeable staff, design and merchandising demands were simpler. With retailers undervaluing sales staff, design and merchandising must compensate. Technology supplements but cannot replace human assistance. Retail's future lies in convergence, the integration of physical stores, mobile technology, and the web. Multi-channel customers prove more valuable. Applications include smartphones for in-store information, digital instructions replacing paper manuals, and mobile payments. This convergence creates greener shopping by reducing packaging and streamlining distribution. In developing nations like India, technology leapfrogs traditional infrastructure as people adopt mobile internet directly. Despite predictions, e-commerce hasn't replaced physical stores. Facebook exemplifies this digital solution to physical isolation, a virtual passport to connection. Successful retailers understand that physical and digital experiences complement each other. Shopping serves social functions beyond commerce, bringing people together, providing entertainment, and enabling socially acceptable people watching. We increasingly treat stores as museums, while museums embrace retail experiences. Shopping remains fundamentally human. Despite technology, we crave touching products, interacting with knowledgeable staff, and sharing experiences. Thriving retailers recognize this truth. Shopping isn't merely acquisition. It's connection, discovery, and engaging with our world through all our senses.